Well, we are visiting today with Laura Canning, Cass County Naturalist, about a variety of things, because they have quite a few things going on here coming up very soon. Laura, good morning. Thanks for the time. It's busy.
Thanks for having me today. Yeah, it's been busy. We're getting ready for busy season. Memorial Day is going to sneak right up on us. So, yeah, we've got programs coming up.
Yes, you do. You've got a couple of things going on Memorial Day weekend. You want to talk a little bit about what folks can do to enjoy here locally?
Yeah. So we have a movie in the park going on Friday, May 28th in 2021, 9 o'clock at night. And that's free. Come on out. Come out to Cold Springs Park up in Lewis. We're going to be showing the Secret Garden movie. It's kind of like it's also kind of a remake based off of a book, the Secret Garden book. So yeah, come on out. We're going to show that movie on that Friday night up at Cold Springs Park.
Okay. Is that the first of what we hope will be a series during the season?
Yeah, we'll do one Memorial Day weekend, and then we'll do another one over Labor Day weekend on that Friday before Labor Day.
Okay, more about those as we get a little bit closer. Yeah. Meant to be a family-friendly event?
Yep, come bring your blankets and your chairs and sit outside, watch a good movie, and yeah, spend the night outside.
Okay, and I assume like many programs sponsored by conservation, it's the price is right?
Yes, the price is free, and come on out, and we're just going to also, you know, even though we're in the campground, you don't have to be a camper to attend, things like that. Anybody can come.
Okay, very good. Well, hope folks take advantage of the movie opportunity there. Stand-up paddleboard. You've had a lot of success and a lot of interest with that over the last several years, so you have to do it again.
Yes, yes. And we have boards this year. We always try to do the demonstrations on Saturdays and then the last Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. So we kind of do the same thing every month in summer. So May kicks it off. So May 29th is going to be our first afternoon of the stand-up paddleboard demonstrations.
And with any luck, it'll get a little warmer because it's still kind of chilly for this time of the year yet. Nobody wants to do stand-up paddleboarding and fall in on a cold, cold day.
Yeah.
So as we get a little bit closer toward the end of the month and into June, it'll be an opportunity for folks to get out and learn. Why is that so popular?
Yeah, water sports are popular, kayaking, canoeing. The water temperature is warmer than you think. It is in the 50s already for water temperature. But yes, hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer by the time Memorial Day rolls around. It is one of the fastest growing paddle sports, we call it, in the state. We have nice lots of lakes in Iowa that you can take boards out on. You can also, there's river boards out there, of course, and then of course everybody thinks of that typical surfing board or that ocean board. Mm-hmm. So it's large like that, but except that it's made for the fins and things like that are made for the Iowa lakes. So with that, you sign up for a spot during a time, and it's an afternoon program, so 1 o'clock or 2:30 spot. We can take five people out on the boards, and we also show you everything how to work it, how to do it. We demonstrate that, and then you have time to try it out for yourself.
Very good. Anything folks should bring? Are there any requirements? What do they need to know?
Yeah, they need to sign up because, of course, you need to have that reservation of your time. You need to be 16 or older, and you have to be less than 250 pounds on the board. So our boards are rated up to 250 pounds, and then we're going to just go on out, and otherwise, you don't have to bring a life jacket. We will provide one for you if you don't have one. So.
Okay. Is that something they can sign up online?
Nope. We are doing that just to a phone, or you could email me as well. If you get our newsletter, you probably saw it in our newsletter, things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So just follow up on that. Now, talking about signing up for some things coming up, too, you've got an exciting kind of a program coming up for the youngsters. We talked a little bit ago the other day with Shelby from the Extension Office about the summer camps for youngsters, but you're one-upping them. in addition to coordinating with those, you've got one for the even younger kids.
Yeah, we got something going on this summer for 3 and 4 year olds, kind of a family thing to do. Come out for our Nature Tots program. We would, you know, we prefer that they are still accompanied by an adult or a caregiver of some sort, and stay for the whole 2 hours of our program. Bring out those 3 and 4 year olds, and we're going to do different programs in different places. So we're going to do one at in Atlantic at Sunnyside Park, and then we'll do one here at Lake Anita, and we'll do one at our outdoor classroom in Messina. So you can do all three if you want, if those dates work, or you can sign up and just do one or two. And then we are also doing these on a Thursday afternoon, or we are doing it on a Saturday. So if you're a working parent and you want to bring out those kids out on a Saturday, there are going to be some set Saturdays that those programs are happening on the Saturday to also catch the working parent and things like that. So
okay, and these all have different themes.
Yeah.
So they'll all be just a little bit different, so they could mix match, do multiples, have some fun with them.
Yeah.
Why is it important to get youngsters? You're talking 3 and 4 year olds. Why is it important to get them interested early?
Yeah, they just love exploring at that age, and there's lots of scientific studies out there about those preschoolers being able to learn much more about their world or about things outside because they're exploring. They learn that exploring in at that age. So we are going to do like garden growers as our first program, and so you'll see that one's on a Thursday, one's on a Friday or on a Saturday. It's the same program, so just sign up for either that Thursday or that Saturday, kind of thing. And then our rainforest rangers is going to be out at Lake Anita, and then our safari searchers is going to be at Messina. And so it's also themes that they're not going to get when they get older in our summer camp program. So, you know, you talk to Shelby about summer camps. Those are for those school-aged children. And these topics we don't really touch on very much at all in our summer camps.
Okay. Anything they should bring with them? A meal, some food, something to drink?
No.
How should they dress?
Just be ready to explore. And, you know, they can bring a water bottle, things like that. But, space is limited. So make sure you get registered, signed up, because that parent or that adult will be staying with the child, and it is okay to bring your other children as well, that kind of thing. So yeah.
Okay, and again, call, email,
yes,
to sign up, and it's free, so there's,
yes,
no charge for this. It's an opportunity, mm-hmm, for them to kind of explore. And I am looking, I have a copy of the program right here that you need to fill out to sign, mm, up. It's literally less than a half a page, so it's real easy.
Yes, yep. And then we want to also, make sure that if you're going to come, we want to have enough of the supplies. We're going to be doing a craft, and then we might be doing hikes or books and things like that. We want to just make sure we bring enough of our things that we're going to need for that class is the reason why we have sign up for,
okay,
it.
Very good. So get after that. Again, those will get started in June. So make sure you get after that here real quick if you want to look at more into those programs for the young student, the young children, the 3 and 4 year olds. Now, you may have heard some noises behind us, as we are actually sitting here at Lake Anita State Park while we're doing this visit right now and recording. The reason, because this past Friday, opportunity to experience some trumpeter swan releases here at the park, and that's kind of a fun opportunity here in the spring.
Yeah, so if you follow us on Facebook, you probably saw the Facebook Live video of us releasing the trumpeter swans out there. The great news is they are doing so well in Iowa that this is actually one of the last years we will be doing technically releases, mm-hmm, of these swans out here, because they are doing so well out there. They are starting not to need our help so much. It's great.
Well, that's awesome. And you had a pretty good group of folks that came out here to help out from far and wide.
Yeah, we had these cygnets that we release here in Iowa are actually born and raised in zoos, and we have a partnership with some area or some Midwestern zoos for this year, and they brought their cygnets to release here in Iowa from last summer,
yeah,
2020.
Great opportunity there too, and folks will be able to see, because the hope is releasing them here is that they will make this their home.
Yeah, come back out out. And if you haven't been out to Lake Anita in a while, come out and check out, find the swans on the lake, and drive around and visit the park.
Yeah. Why is it important to do these programs?
Yeah, we love to just bring that awareness for the for wildlife or for natural resources to enjoy to people of Cass County.
Well, folks who live in Atlantic are familiar with the ones that tend to winter at the Schildberg Quarry, but yeah. it's getting to the point now with some of the releases that we're seeing them in all parts of the county.
Right. And that we're seeing them stick, the ones that are not very far away from Atlantic, that might be nesting not very far away from Atlantic, are also coming to the quarry a little bit earlier in the year, beginning of November, even as early as Halloween. So.
Yeah. Three of them here the other day at Lake Anita. I believe it was a male and two females, and they're going to be best buds now, right? They're going to hang together.
Yeah, they're going to hang out here until hopefully in August. They're still here in August. They will molt, and they will get their flight feathers, and then they will be able to fly off the lake, and they'll hopefully remember Lake Anita.
All right. Hopefully they come back and give a lot of enjoyment for folks for a long time. So get out and enjoy. This is an exciting time of the year. We talk about this every year at this time for people in your business. It never slows down.
Yes.
But this time of the year, when things come back to life, you really start to see a lot more activity in conservation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're busy right now. Our campgrounds are open and lots of things are happening.
Very good. So get out and enjoy some of those things and put these folks to work. Laura, thank you so much.
Yes.
Appreciate it. And thanks for all that you do.
Thanks for having me on today.